It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The country's leading legal society is recommending major reforms to the immigration court system. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports on how the 120,000 case backlog and other problems facing the courts could be fixed.
The American Bar Association is calling for immigration courts to be more independent, efficient, and fair through a number of measures. To address the historic backlog, experts say Congress needs to allocate more money for hiring judges and law clerks. Moving all courts to an e-filing system would also improve efficiency. Houston-based immigration attorney Julie Posh says the backlog is among the most disruptive problems locally.
Asylum seekers or other immigrants who are in this sort of weird temporary limbo, who are waiting for their applications to be approved, evidence starts to go stale, witnesses may fall out of contact. Like, it's hugely detrimental to them.
Posh says the backlog also hurts the integrity of our immigration system. She says when migrants have weak cases to stay in the country, they may remain years in the U.S. before a judge denies their claim. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval.
And in more news, the New Mexico Medical Reserve Corps has established a volunteer reception center for area residents in Las Cruces wanting to assist with the influx of asylum seekers to the community. The center is at the Doñana City of Las Cruces Office for Emergency Management at 1170 North Solano Drive. Anyone wanting to volunteer must be at least 18 years old and undergo a background investigation. Staying on this same topic, community organizations and volunteers have responded in Las Cruces as federal authorities drop off migrants in the city. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on how the city has responded as border communities see a surge in migrants seeking asylum in the U.S.
I've always been proud of the way our community treats those who are in need of help. The most obvious example of that is the Community of Hope Complex, where the homeless can get food, shelter, clothing, showers, counseling, computer access, job assistance, and treatment for both their physical and mental health. More recently, when federal authorities began dropping off families of Central American refugees in Las Cruces, El Calvario Methodist Church launched a massive volunteer effort to welcome those families and help them get to their sponsors around the country. Those arriving at El Calvario and other local churches involved in the effort are greeted with a hot meal, a warm embrace, and most importantly, are given a sense of safety and security after a long and perilous journey. Their stay is temporary, usually a couple of days before they leave to connect with their sponsors. The volunteer effort has been truly impressive. But, with refugees continuing to arrive, the coordination between federal authorities and the local volunteers has broken down, and refugees are now being dropped off at local homeless shelter without advance notice. On Thursday of last week, 68 children and adults were taken to the Gospel Rescue Mission, with 25 to 30 more taken to the Community of Hope campus. An additional 83 were dropped off Friday, and another 170 on Monday, according to the city, with more arrivals expected. To accommodate that influx, the city has temporarily converted the Meerschaite Recreation Center into a refugee shelter. At its regular meeting on Monday, the City Council voted to approve $75,000 in humanitarian assistance for those who have been dropped off in our community. It's not clear exactly how the money will be spent, as city officials are responding on the fly to meet the new and constantly changing demands. And it's not just the government that's responding to the need. When the call went out for donations of clothes, money, toiletries, and other necessities, the community turned out in droves. People lined up at the Gospel Rescue Mission to drop off their items, filling the room from floor to ceiling, according to a report in the Sun News. President Donald Trump is right about one thing. Border communities like ours do shoulder the burden for our leaders' inability to bring needed reform to our nation's immigration system. But that's nothing new. Congress has been divided over its immigration policy for decades. Each new administration has had its own theories as to what should be done, but none has been able to forge a consensus. And so, even though there is agreement that reform is needed, the antiquated laws remain in force. And yes, that does impact us more than it does the rest of the nation. But what the president constantly gets wrong is his view that people pose a threat simply because they were born in another country. His proposal to dump refugees into sanctuary cities is just the latest example of that misguided thinking. The surge of refugees from Central America has created several long-term issues that need to be addressed regarding our asylum laws and conditions in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador that have led to this migration. Sadly, those questions will all be set aside once the crisis ends. That leaves us with the short term, where desperate people are in need of help, and our small community is doing what it can to help them. That makes me proud. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.